special operations community. As the newest component of SOCOM, activated on February 24, 2006, Marine Corps Special Operations Command, MARSOC, hit the ground running with endless deployment cycles in support of operations in Afghanistan. The Marines and sailors who make up these small and elite teams are asked to do nothing less than to be pioneers who will write a new chapter in Marine Corps history. The black granite blocks that sit in front of the MARSOC HQ building at Stone Bay, North Carolina, already bear the names of 26 operators who have willingly given their lives performing the job that they loved, for the people they loved, and for a nation that will always be in their debt. Sadly, there is still plenty of blank space for more names to be added. The story of Bala Murghab Valley is the story of the Afghan war in microcosm. Our struggle to liberate the valley from Taliban control reflects the challenges and trials of every unit throughout the country. Our chunk of Afghanistan happened to be an area once thought secure and so little attention was paid to it. We arrived to discover the truth, that the Bala Murghab Valley had never been secure. Instead, accommodations were made between the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, and the enemy to live and let live. Our arrival, along with the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, changed all that. It was my greatest privilege to have served alongside these men in some of the most hostile real estate in Afghanistan. We discovered a hidden hornet's nest of Taliban fighters operating freely and without retribution. There would be no accommodating them this time. What followed was 6 months of firefights, night raids, and offensives. We dropped more bombs in BMG than the Army, Marines, and Air Force did during the largest battle of the Iraq War, Second Fallujah. Fact. When our days in battle came to an end, the members of Dagger 22 were recognized as the highest decorated Marine Special Operations team to date, with 8 Purple Hearts, 1 Silver Star, and 13 Medals of Valor awarded to the 23-man team. To protect the identities of the people in this story, only first names have been used, with the exception of those who are deceased. Those who fell, well, I want everyone who reads this book to know their names. As for the individuals whose actions earned our contempt, I have changed their names fully for their sake. This book was not an opportunity to take cheap shots or to point out someone else's shortfalls. God knows I have my share of those. That is something those individuals will have to live with and played absolutely no part in the truthful and accurate telling of this incredible story. But the truth is the truth. And the destructive actions of some played a significant role in what Dagger 22 experienced. To delete them from the story would be offering a sanitized version of our history, and that would diminish the accomplishments of those who withstood the fires of battle with stout and noble hearts. This book has no political agenda on failed foreign policies or the handling of the war. I would not disrespect the men in this story by associating them to any idealism or position on these topics. I wrote the story as it happened. You be the judge of what's right and wrong. That said, we were hampered constantly by the rules with which our nation's leaders have decided to fight the war in Afghanistan. Politics and the strategy that has emerged from that quagmire have cost us lives. I will not dishonor their memory by sugarcoating that reality. War is easy. You either choose to fight or you choose not to. Afghanistan has no winners and losers, just those who survive and those who die. The Afghans, more than anyone else, know this truth, as it has been the fundamental current within their culture for centuries. When we left the valley, we had learned it too. We went in eager for victory. We chose to fight, we won our battles. In the end, none of it seemed to matter. None of it except the most important thing. We did our damn best to bring everyone home. To the team members of Dagger 22, this book is for you. Ski. Forward. By Major Fred Galvin, USMC, retired. Former Marine Special Operations Company F Commander. Level Zero Heroes describes the shared